Fist surveyed the room. Surrounding the press were numerous benches and ink-splattered tables covered with crucibles, iron frames, and padded ink balls, the tools of our trade. Folded sheets of paper hung from the rafters like birds. "I have put those times behind me," said Herr Gutenberg moodily.
"Nonsense! I can see that even now you're engaged on some new enterprise."
Fist patted the handle of the press like a pack animal.
"What is it this time? Almanacs? Indulgences?"
Herr Gutenberg glanced up. "Well, I was thinking of printing a Bible," he said diffidently. "A huge and potentially lucrative undertaking." Fist spotted his opportunity. He snaked his way behind my master and laid a jeweled hand on his shoulder. "Allow me, then, to fan the flames. Another 800 gulden, effective immediately, to help you launch this latest venture. Just think of what you'll achieve. Wealth befitting a patrician of the city. Books impressed with your name throughout the empire. You will be spoken of with awe and adulation for generations to come."
"And your demands?" said my master, tasting temptation. He looked up into the other man's face like a captivated child.
"Why, an interest in your business, of course," responded Fust, rubbing his hands together. "And I write to use your equipment, if and when I see fit."
Once again his eyes landed on me, as though I were one more of my master's possessions. I squirmed.
"And that chest?"
My master nodded towards the wooden box, which lay hidden but not forgotten near the hearth. In the firelight, I could see the ugly faces jeering and scowling at me. Drops of melted snow, tinted red by the fire, glinted on the snake's fangs.
"A special kind of paper, that is all," said Fust, "part of my own invention. As you say, it need not concern you. Peter, I'm sure, will safeguard it in my absence."
Peter and I exchanged looks.
"In fact, he may as well assist you by learning the tricks of your trade."
A downward curl to Peter's lips suggested he was not altogether thrilled to have his services volunteered in this way. No doubt he had been looking forward to more salubrious accommodation at his master's house. He clenched his swollen fingers as though gripping an imaginary sword.
"So, Gutenberg, what do you say?"
said Fust, indicating the time had come for a decision. My master glanced at the heap of coins on the table, and then at me. Wearily, and with misgivings, he nodded.
"Excellent," said the visitor.
He spat on his palm and extended it towards my master, who took it rather more hesitantly in his own. They shook.
"I shall get Helmasperger, the notary, to draft an agreement in the morning. Until then, I bid you farewell."
Peter took a few steps to waylay him, but Fust was impatient to be off.
"I'm sure that Gutenberg will have some bread and beer for you," he snapped. "After all, he's no longer quite the pauper he was."
Peter appealed, but to no avail. Without another word, Fust swept out of the house, while my master, overcome by sudden tiredness, asked me to see that our guest was fed and made to feel at home. There was not enough room in the dormitory upstairs, so Peter would have to make do like me by bedding down before the fire. Herr Gutenberg bade us both good night and retired to his private bedchamber with the mound of gold stacked heavily in his hand.